Waiting for your electrical supplies during the day or sitting in traffic is for the birds. Use the GCE Night Train from Granite City Electric and get access to over $50 million in local inventory with a free guaranteed overnight delivery of your electrical supplies anywhere in New England. So avoid wasting time waiting in line and sitting in traffic. Order by 5 p.m. and you'll have your materials the next morning by 6 a.m. guaranteed. Visit GCENightTrain.com to get on board the GCE Night Train today. Granite City Electric, proud partner of the Boston Bruins Radio Network.
B-Pod Studios.
These guys know how to connect with you about Boston sports.
This may feel strong, but you people are stupid.
OMG! It's Felger and Maz, 95 The Sports Hub.
Hour number two, Agenda Free Friday, presented by the Bernardi Auto Group, driven by the Bernardi Auto Group. That's who brings you our Friday programming, where everything's on the table, anything from the week that we have gotten to or yet to get to here on Felger and Maz, which is presented by DraftKings, our presenting title sponsor. I want to thank them again for jumping aboard. I mentioned this earlier. Now let's do it. I want a lot of quarterback movement in the league this year. It's fascinating offseason for the NFL, not just Tom Brady, which obviously is, you know, tops the list for us, but Drew Brees, Phillip Rivers, Cam Newton is said to be available. Jameis Winston, if you care. If Brady or Rivers or Brees goes somewhere, that upseats someone else. Is Derek Carr going to be available if Brady goes to Vegas, et cetera, et cetera? All these dominoes to fall. A lot of teams, I think.
BDN in Jacksonville. He's probably going to get traded too.
And Kay, tell people again who BDN is.
Nick Foles. Who's got like a third leg down there, apparently.
B.D. Foles, because yep. He's got a big one because of what he did to you in the Super Bowl.
Big Richard Nick.
Okay. So that's a word. Foles is available because they're going Minshew?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like they want to get out because the contract is ridiculous, too. They'd end up eating half the money. It sounds like if they were to trade him, it would be like the Brock Osweiler trade, where the team eats half the money, probably throw in a draft pick as well to get out from under from that contract.
Well,
I still think Foles can play.
Let's add him to the list because I have more teams than I have quarterbacks.
Sure.
And this goes back to, sorry, Murray, Eli. It'd be more interesting if Eli were still here.
I know.
So, for example, Brees, Brady, Rivers, Newton, Bridgewater is a free agent. Winston's a free agent. Marcus Mariota is a free agent. Nick Foles is said to be available. Derek Carr might be available. The Red Rifle, Andy Dalton, is probably going to be available. I just listed 11 quarterbacks.
It's pretty good.
Okay, 10, 11 quarterbacks. Chargers, Raiders, Dolphins, Titans, Bears, Colts, Panthers, Bucks, Jacksonville, Denver, New Orleans, New England, all on the list. Match quarterback to team.
It's a fun game, yeah.
It's like one of those games where you connect column A with column B. You draw the line across.
Here's what I came up with. LA Chargers, Drew Brees. LA Chargers, Drew Brees. Kind of going home, kind of going to where he started. I think if I'm New Orleans, I look at Drew Brees and I say, great, love you, mean it. There's something that's just not connecting here. We're not going as far as we should go. And let's try something else. Okay. So, and you'll hate my idea for the Saints, but Chargers, Drew Brees. Dolphins, Phillip Rivers. Just moved his family to Florida. So it's got to be the Bucks or the Dolphins, right?
You would think.
Okay. If you're the Dolphins, would you rather have Phillip Rivers or
Fitzmagic?
Fitzmagic.
Oh, Rivers.
Yeah, Rivers.
Okay. Tennessee Titans, Cam Newton. Okay. Good quarterback to have if you want to run the ball. Cam Newton.
Good match.
Tennessee Titans. Bears, Teddy Bridgewater. Okay. I don't know if they're willing to do that, if they're all invested on Trubisky, but you put Trubisky on the bench or you have something to compete with Trubisky, maybe you get the most out of him. Teddy Bridgewater to the Bears. Colts, Marcus Mariota. And not necessarily to be a starter, but I know you call him the Hawaiian Tebow, and he doesn't look like he's great. But does Marcus Mariota deserve a second act?
Yeah, sure.
Does he deserve a second chance?
Considering where he was drafted, yeah.
I mean, given the fact of all the crappy quarterbacks out there.
Of course, yes.
He came into the league with a lot of talent, a lot of promise. All right, it's not working in Tennessee. Does he deserve a second chance somewhere?
Yes.
And I would say yes, and so give him to Frank Reich, who's a good offensive coach and a good maybe, you know, I was trying to come up with a comp. Like, Alex Smith, maybe. You know, Alex Smith went to Andy Reid in Kansas City, and
they had a good offense with Alex, you know,
yeah.
And they sort of second act and Alex Smith sort of did something. So I don't know. I think Mariota deserves a second chance. I'd be willing to give it to him. Jameis Winston, I'm going to keep in Tampa because I don't care about Jameis Winston. I could care, as interested as I am in all these different dominoes falling, I don't care about Jameis Winston. I don't care about where he goes.
And that's an irrelevant franchise.
And so. I don't care about Tampa.
Yeah,
like
nobody does.
You have to do Jameis Winston and Tampa on your own time, both of them.
I don't blame you there.
Perfect for each other.
I'd keep him in the state of Florida generally.
I will give Nick Foles back to Jacksonville, but you say he's available.
Yeah, it sounds like they, again, from what I've read, they want to get out from under from that contract. They're going to go with Gardner Minshew. And they should at this point because, Minshew's the younger option. And Foles, I didn't feel like that's going to work there. He got injured and injured again when he came back. So stick with Minshew. That's the future there and trade him somewhere else.
See, I like Foles in Indy. Put him back with Reich.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good.
Like, you know,
see, you're playing the game. That's good. That's better than mine.
They want, thank you. They won a Super Bowl together. Like, you know, to me, that would work perfectly.
There you go.
They just lost luck. You make Brissett the backup. You get a good quarterback situation.
Now we're playing the game.
That makes sense. And I like Mariota. If he's going to get a second act, put him in Chicago where they've had some mobility with Mitch Trubisky. You have Nagy there who's from the Andy Reid tree.
Another good one.
Excellent. Better than mine. Better. Better.
Another Chicago quarterback that can't throw.
But he deserves
it. He'll push Trubisky or end up the starter there.
Better.
That's a good coach for him to work with.
Thank you. You know what? We'll put Foles in Indy. We'll put Mariota in Chicago. Because I don't think Teddy Bridgewater,
I don't think Bridgewater's a great fit.
When I put it there, I didn't love it. But I think you're so right about that. See, now we're playing the game.
Yeah, it's fun.
Denver, I'm going to give Derek Carr. He competes with, what's his face?
Locke.
Drew Locke.
Okay, he's more ready to play, knows the division, real quarterback. We can debate whether he's great.
I don't hate it.
Okay, I'm going to give Derek Carr to Denver. The Saints? Taysom Hill.
Oh, God, please.
And then a second guy.
Not a good enough passer.
Oh, I think that's where they're going to go if they don't end up bringing Breeze back.
I don't
hate that, actually.
I don't hate this kid, and but he's not to the point where he's like...
Just stop with the slash thing. Make him your quarterback. If Breeze is going to leave, then make him just your quarterback, please. That's all I ask.
I still want a second real quarterback there, so maybe Bridgewater stays. Maybe that's where the red rifle goes, but I do want to pair Taysom Hill with someone, but... I don't know. I think that guy is a legit football player. He's not a pure quarterback, passer, precision like what I typically like.
I mean, based on that last game, he throws a better deep ball than Breeze at this point.
But they've had that in Drew Breeze, and it hasn't been good enough for one reason or another. That Taysom Hill is a tough guy. He's a tough ball player. I like him.
Tell you what, I love the idea of Dalton with Peyton. Like, I think that has a chance of working.
You know, and I pair him with the real core. He's not a slash, but maybe they compete or something.
Dalton should be driving Uber.
DoorDash.
The Vegas Raiders are Tom Brady. Vegas Raiders are Tom Brady.
For that.
That is, boy, would he look sharp in that uniform.
I'm telling you, Murray had it up on Instagram a couple of weeks ago, and I saw it and went, whoa.
Would they sell a crap ton?
I saw Brady in that uni, and I said, I'd do Brady if he's in there.
Don't wear any pants, just the top.
Yeah.
That's a little weird, but they would sell a crap ton of merch. And he would just work there, and if he and G are leading separate lives, like I don't see Giselle in Vegas full time. I don't see the kids in school in Nevada, but if the
divorced dad Brady in Vegas.
Oh, if the tabs are right, yeah. And there's separate lives or whatever's going on there, if there's just a little separation of church and state. It makes perfect sense. Brady in Vegas.
Seriously, I'm telling you, that picture of him in that uni. Oh, God.
And Brady and Gruden, now they have different schemes, and I don't know how they're going to figure that. That is not a match for me. Gruden and Brady are not a match in terms of playbook style. Like Gruden runs a West Coast offense. So, like, something's got to give there, and that's not a good match. I acknowledge it. But the personality and the star power of Gruden and Brady, that's kind of fun.
Tremendous.
That's more than fun.
Tremendous. I think those two would hit it off because Gruden would totally kiss Brady's ass.
So, Patriots, Stidham, and then?
The Red Rifle.
I like Stidham more than any other retread.
Go with the kid.
Just go with the kid and draft someone else.
And Andy Dalton, we keep hearing that name.
Oh, God.
Why I keep hearing that name. AJ McCarron, I didn't mind that. You know, if there's a veteran, he's got to be dirt cheap. So, there's no tug to start AJ McCarron if he doesn't deserve it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I told you that's what I would do. I would go with a guy like McCarron. I'd even draft another guy on top of it. Like, I want three moldable young, relatively young guys. And McCarron's been around a while. But what did we look at? He has like four starts, right, in his career?
Something like that.
I mean, he hasn't played much.
If you signed Bridgewater, that'd be approaching real money. 15, 20 million. He's the starter. That's the guy. That's it. And you wouldn't bench him for Jared Stidham. You wouldn't, I don't think, you know. But an A.J. McCarron, Andy Dalton, I mean, I throw up in my mouth every time I say it, but someone like that, you'd have no problem if the kid were ready, who you want, which ideally is the case, that the kid can go, that you don't mind that veteran guy is your backup. So something like that. I know that's less sexy, but I don't know. That's how I played that game. What did you have? Did you have anything different?
No. I told you the big one to me is I like the idea of putting Foles back with Reich.
That's nice. I like that.
I just, to me, those two worked in Philly, you know, and Reich does have a magic touch with quarterbacks. I mean, he got a lot out of Brissett. I know that thing sort of tanked at the end of the year.
Yeah, it's after Brissett got hurt, though. I think that's what the big factor was.
But they did. They got a lot out of that.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, there wasn't much there at the beginning of the year, and the fact that they hung around when they did.
Chicago's just Chicago. I keep going back to Chicago.
Did you put Newton in? Oh, you put Newton in Tennessee.
Newton in Tennessee.
Same thing. Same kind of idea. Same identity. Tough physical teams.
They can run the same off, but I mean, run the same things you do with Tannehill, you do with Newton, just better. They're similar kind of guys. Mobile, athletic guys.
No question.
Not pure passers, but there would be some. That's why I put Newton in Tennessee. It would just be Tannehill, but better, presumably. Tennessee's an interesting one. Chicago's really the interesting one to me. You can say they are a quarterback away, but they've hitched their wagon to freaking Trubisky. But if they're willing to just bury that for a minute, like say, Mitch, you're going to go back to the bench. Does Philip Rivers make him a Super Bowl contender?
Maybe. I mean, close.
I don't know. Does Breeze make him a Super Bowl contender?
I mean, I don't like Breeze outside, let alone in cold weather. But yes.
Does Cam Newton make him a Super Bowl contender?
So again, I like the idea of Newton there. I mean, to me, the Bears need a physical quarterback. Like, that sounds stupid, right?
Yeah, right.
Like, you know, like you're talking about a freaking tight end for crying out loud. But that's what their identity is. They can't have a wuss bag back there. It doesn't fit with the identity. Although maybe that's part of the problem. Maybe they need to break from that mold. Like, you know, Newton to me should be, Tennessee's a good fit for him too. Tennessee or Chicago, same kind of idea. That's a good fit. If I were the Bears, I'd want Newton.
This all interests me. And I hope we get it this offseason. There's only one player and one team that I just do on your own time. I don't give two poops. And that's the Bucks and Jameis Winston. And Jameis Winston's going to bank. He's going to make big money, right? Like, he's going to get one of these
so stupid
real contracts. And I think he is just an accident waiting to happen.
I told you, he can play for any of the three Florida teams, as far as I'm concerned. I don't care who quarterbacks in the state of Florida. Tampa, Jacksonville.
Miami, I care about.
Yeah.
I see him twice a year. It feels like they're building something down there. That I care about, especially if it's Brady. Anyway, I played the game. You want to play the game? You can do it right after this.
Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub. And streaming anywhere you go. Sports Hub app.
Waiting for your electrical supplies during the day or sitting in traffic is for the birds. Use the GCE Night Train from Granite City Electric and get access to over $50 million in local inventory with a free guaranteed overnight delivery of your electrical supplies anywhere in New England. So avoid wasting time waiting in line and sitting in traffic. Order by 5 p.m. and you'll have your materials the next morning by 6 a.m. guaranteed. Visit GCENightTrain.com to get on board the GCE Night Train today. Granite City Electric, proud partner of the Boston Bruins Radio Network.
At Dedham Savings, we're fans of Boston's historic basketball team, just like you. Like when someone comes into our house, we offer to help with a mortgage so they can buy one of their own. And when the guys in green start raining threes, we think it's a good reminder about saving for a rainy day. Oh, and when people start jumping on the C's bandwagon, we're ready to finance that wagon at a very competitive rate. Well, I guess we're not exactly like every fan. Dedham Savings, here for the journey. Member FDIC, member DIF, equal housing lender, NMLS number 473990.
Sometimes they're hot on the topic.
Yes!
No!
Yes!
No!
Yes!
Felger and Mass, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
I have no idea, neither do you, who Bill Belichick sits in his office, feet up on the desk, watching tape of, who he says, I really like that guy, whether or not the rest of the league likes him or not. One of the guys I think, and I know these people are going to laugh at this, I think Bill Belichick would really like to work with Andy Dalton. You know, because wow. Andy Dalton is, he's a football player, you know, and he's not Tom Brady. He's not going to go down in the pantheon. I get it. Guys who are going to go down in the pantheon at age 32 are not available. Okay. But Russell Wilson's not available, but I think Andy Dalton would be a very compelling guy to be a bridge, either to be their quarterback for a while, or to be their bridge guy to the next quarterback.
There's that Andy Dalton name.
I mean, what are we doing here? The guy who sucks anyway and has sucked for years literally got benched for Ryan Finley, who in Cincinnati this year, with a guy who was brought in as new head coach who was supposed to be a quarterback guru in, what the hell's his name, the ex-president?
Yeah. Zachary Taylor.
Zach Taylor, thank you, who's from the Sean McVay tree. So you would think he'd be able to get the best out of Andy Dalton. He benched Dalton for something called Ryan Finley, and now he's going to be the guy who replaces Tom Brady. Like, again, I get it. I'm going to hate whoever it is, but I'm going to super hate Andy Dalton, who should be an Uber Eats driver.
So look, that,
he shouldn't even be in the league.
So look, that game this year, I thought he was absolutely god awful in that game. But if I asked you what his one loss record is, what would you guess?
Oh, it's probably above 500. But what is it against winning teams? Find that, and in prime time.
Okay, he's a Bengal. He's Marvin Lewis's quarterback.
What would you guess?
Suck is suck.
70-61.
Yeah.
I mean, his first, call it 5 years in the league.
You play the Browns twice a year.
Okay, but even so, 9-7, 10-6, 11-5, 10-5-1, 10-3. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Do you think he could run an offense and throw to an open guy?
Yeah.
Isn't that all Belichick wants?
Yeah.
Take care of the ball, throw to the open guy.
So that's all Brady is?
Keep your mouth shut. Well, no, but that's what he would ask of Andy Dalton, right?
Of course, he would.
You know, finally they'd be able to dial back the offense and just throw to the guy if it's there. If it's not, throw it in the stands, line back up.
You still got to sell merch, and you still and people will still be interested in the team. I get it; it's football; it's the king of all the sports. But you're going to take a hit here anyway when Brady leaves. You don't bring in Andy effing Dalton quarterback.
I'm starting to warm up to the Andy Dalton thought.
Oh, of course you are. Just to spite everyone else.
I just think that's one of those guys that Belichick looks at and says, well, bad rap. He had a crap coach given to me and I'll win with him. And I don't know. He might be right. Just looking at that headshot, though, like that we have up here. Dennis the freaking menace. Seriously. Dennis the menace playing quarterback for the freaking Patriots.
Woo.
Holy crap. Carrot top.
He'd be good for the show.
Yeesh.
He'd be good for the show. Pinata.
Oh, God, please. That almost takes the fun out of it, though.
Well,
you know,
not if you, I don't know. I think I could work with Andy Dalton. Anyway, okay, to your thoughts. 617-779-0985. Thank you for hanging on. Everything is on the table. Let's grab Don on the North Shore. Go ahead, Don.
Hey, quick question. Hey, so my friend's calling me Fitzy. Hey, quick question for Maz to start on the Padres. Before I get into it,
go.
The Padres could be the best and worst team we could trade with since they have so many young players, so we could just be faked into the wrong ones.
Okay, so that's nothing what your comment line said. I don't care what they call you up where you're from.
Fitzy,
yeah, give me a thought on the Padres and this trade rumor.
Yeah, I think it is leveraging. That's what I think. I think the Padres want Starling Marte, the Pirates. They haven't been able to get him, and so now they're leaking out there. Maybe we'll get Mookie Betts because they're trying to get the Pirates to move. And I hear the name Will Myers, and I say, what's the point there? And look, I get it.
You'd lateral have, money-wise.
Right. Well, and also, but it's actually less because they go by AAV. So the Red Sox would get a little bit of a cash break in terms of the luxury tax. I just don't.
But
it's not enough.
But not enough to justify the talent.
Correct.
Cap.
Not enough. Now, look, they'd have to get prospects in the deal, too. So, you know, I don't like it. I don't think it's a great fit. I mean, to me, when two teams line up in a trade, in any sport, you look at it and say, that makes sense. This doesn't make sense to me. It's not a good fit.
Kevin in Houston, go ahead.
So, 2 points on Brady. It's going to be really frustrating already that Bill doesn't go for any high-profile free agents. He doesn't want to spend the money. And this year, we couldn't get Adam freaking Humphries because of Brady's decline. If Brady goes elsewhere, who is going to come here? Who is going to say, well, Tom Brady's there, I'm going to go there and maybe take a little bit less cash? And second point, LockInfora reported, I think, late last week or so, that Brady would be eager to groom or mentor a young quarterback. Does anybody believe that? I realize he's just trying to boost his value, but nobody believes that, right?
Well, it's not what he's done in the past, but I do think there's a, and it was really interesting the way it was written by LockInfora, which I sort of buy into, that Brady would see it as a way to leave his legacy and get the kid on the TB12 method. And I do believe if he went somewhere, just say the New York Giants, and Daniel Jones was someone that he mentored, and Daniel Jones took on the TB12 method and became an ambassador for a brand ambassador for TB12 and went to TB12 and promoted TB12 and became like the young face of TB12. I think Brady would be invested in making sure that he became a real player. So yes, in that case, I do believe Brady would mentor the young guy. If it was like the situation here where Bill drafts a young player to take his job, no, Brady would fart all over him like he did Garoppolo. But if the kid became a TB12 acolyte, and everyone,
that market,
and,
right.
And everyone understood that he's going to sit behind Brady for a year or two,
they'd buy in there.
I think Brady would be heavily invested.
Yeah, and the team and the market would buy in too. Like, oh, they're going to have Brady bring the young guy along. Like all that, they would totally buy into that. No question about it. How about that irony? Brady trades Garoppolo to San Francisco to keep Brady out. That's the theory. I'm not right. telling you I believe that.
Right.
Then Tom goes to New York and becomes a Giant where Bill would have gone to coach, like in theory, like each goes back to the other guy's stomping ground, so to speak. And I'm not articulating that well. My point is, if Brady ever were to end up in New York, after all that nonsense about him trying to block San Francisco for Brady, wouldn't that be a great story?
Yes, so that would be right.
Brady in New York.
That's right. I'll counter your Jimmy to my team by going to your team.
Right, exactly.
Checkmate. Yeah.
See, you did that so much better than I did.
No, but that's good, though. I like it.
It only took me about a minute and a half to get there, and you took 10 seconds.
The first thing that the caller said about drawing free agents, I've heard this, too. If Brady leaves, he won't be able to draw free agents. What are you talking about? Like, what do you think Brady's the only reason anyone goes anywhere? Don't be stupid. Okay, and I'm not even yelling at the caller, but I'm sick of this take. It's like, okay, who are the two slot receivers that went someplace last year? Cole Beasley went to freaking Buffalo. Why? They paid him and gave him a prominent spot in the offense. This Humphries went to Tennessee and Marcus Mariota and Ryan Tannehill, a middling team with no quarterbacks. Why? They gave him money and the opportunity to be a prominent part of the offense.
Yeah, the caller said that Humphries wouldn't come here because Brady was in decline. That's not what happened.
No,
it was a money issue.
They got to him too late. All I'm saying is, if you pay the players and give them an opportunity to succeed and play on the field, you will draw free agents. Quit deluding yourself that Brady's the only reason people come here. That's silly. They go to 31 other teams every year on a regular basis, prolifically. For money and a chance to play. So you'll just be one of those. Pay them, give them a chance. You'll get your players. Here's Murray's update.
Waiting for your electrical supplies during the day or sitting in traffic is for the birds. Use the GCE Night Train from Granite City Electric and get access to over $50 million in local inventory with a free guaranteed overnight delivery of your electrical supplies anywhere in New England. So avoid wasting time waiting in line and sitting in traffic. Order by 5 p.m. and you'll have your materials the next morning by 6 a.m. guaranteed. Visit GCENightTrain.com to get on board the GCE Night Train today. Granite City Electric, proud partner of the Boston Bruins Radio Network.
At Dedham Savings, we're fans of Boston's historic basketball team, just like you. Like when someone comes into our house, we offer to help with a mortgage so they can buy one of their own. And when the guys in green start raining threes, we think it's a good reminder about saving for a rainy day. Oh, and when people start jumping on the C's bandwagon, we're ready to finance that wagon at a very competitive rate. Well, I guess we're not exactly like every fan. Dedham Savings, here for the journey. Member FDIC, member DIF, equal housing lender, NMLS number
473990. Felger and Mez.
Wow.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
How do you feel your Super Bowl experience will help you the next couple of weeks and in the game?
I think just when you get down there, especially the media availability, all the requirements and obligations that you have to do, I think just having been through that and obviously being a starter, it's a little different with time management and everything, but just having seen all that, being up close and personal with it, I think all that will help me.
That's Jimmy Garoppolo. The official Garoppolo bashing will begin at 4 o'clock with Gasper when he comes in to our Town Fair Tire Studios. But does Garoppolo think his previous Super Bowl appearances, meaning here as a backup, are going to help him on Super Bowl Sunday?
I know. So the one thing I think he is familiar with is sort of the what the drill is.
The run-up, and that's what he said.
Right, but like being actually in the driver's seat instead of riding in the back.
Whole different kettle of fish.
Completely. Yeah, completely different. Completely different. I'm glad you asked that because as I had not heard that cut until just now. As I heard, I said, well, wait a minute. You know, let's not go too far. It's like saying that, you know, I know Super Bowl week because I've been through it. You know? Yeah, put me behind center and see how it goes.
Not quite. All right, so we continue with your calls. Agenda Free Friday, everything on the board. Mike in Connecticut on the Mookie Betts rumors. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, hi, guys. I don't care if this whole Will Myers for Mookie Betts thing is real or not, but I feel like the Red Sox are getting in a place for this season where they're ready to say, you know what, all the cheating stuff, Cora getting fired, whatever, we're just gonna get through the season, kind of throw it away and get to the next season, and I don't think that's worth it when you have guys like, you have like Bogarts, Devers, you have Rodriguez off coming off a breakout year. I don't think it's worth it to do that when you can keep Mookie and go for another run at it. And Felger, I know that's what you're saying, and I agree with you.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're going to contend either way. I do, unless they dismantle the roster. There's too many bad teams in the American League, and they have too much talent.
Yeah, they're not going to dismantle the roster. They're going to have too many good players to suck.
Right. So, but you are hearing, like, they're going to be fine in this investigation. You know, even, like, Holly and guys last night, I was on TV talking about bring Cora back in 2021. They're not even going to name a manager or, you know, at best, in you know, an interim tag. Ron Renneke on an interim tag, and Cora back in 2021. They're not going to get scratched in this investigation. Like, that's something you hear taking hold.
Okay, if they were going to bring Cora back in 2021, then why fire him at all?
And if he did absolutely nothing here in Boston, and the investigation is going to find nothing, and they did nothing, why are you firing him at all?
Exactly. Like, you know, I don't buy any of that. And they're going to name somebody, whether it's a, you know, Renneke is an interim or whatever. I hope it's. I told you.
As an interim, and that leaves a door open for Cora to return. I mean, you think they're going to be unscathed in this report?
I think that there was a bag job here. Yeah. There was a deal with the league.
Well, either way, I mean, that they're going to come out clean on the report, whether it's genuine or not.
Yeah, I'd be surprised if there's some sort of hard-hitting penalty here based on everything that's come out. It feels like there's a bag job there. I would just assume they actually hire the next guy. Again, there are guys
sort of tough,
out there.
Though, but it's not. Can that guy bring in his staff? Can, you know, like...
Okay, so that part of it you're probably not going to get. But in due time, I mean, you can't put a whole staff together in spring training or, you know, a month before spring training.
Yeah.
But
a couple weeks now.
Yeah, there are decent guys out there that could, you know, that could manage the team. And I think managers in baseball are overrated. I'm not telling you it's a zero. But I just don't want them to put a Band-Aid on it.
Derek in Foxborough, go.
Yeah, Felger, you actually brought up my idea earlier. You know, Taysom Hill's a free agent this offseason, so why not bring him in here to platoon with Brady? You know, give him 20, 25 snaps a game.
Derek.
You know, Brady gets his load management like Kawhi Leonard does. McDaniels has always wanted a running quarterback. You know, I think, imagine on the scheme against Brady one play, and then this, you know, Lamar Jackson-type player for the next play. It'd be unstoppable.
Thank you for the call, Derek. I'm not platooning Tom Brady. And I think Taysom Hill is a restricted free agent. So you have to give up, I don't know, if they tender him at the highest level, you have to give up a first and a third. I ain't doing that. I think the kid has promise. I think he's fun to watch, and they've had success with him. And I've heard, I don't know if it was Payton or someone down there say, you know, we sort of consider him like the next Steve Young, like a project, and raw, which is what Young was when he came in, but something that they think can actually develop into something. And I you know, I'd like to see it. I think he's an interesting guy. He's a fun guy to watch.
I just don't think he's a full-time quarterback.
Jake in Boston, quickly.
Hey, Bill Murray made the decision. And he got to because for you.
Anyone understand one word?
Nope,
not at all.
Second chance, Jake. Try it again.
Felger, Bill's already made the decision. Can you hear me?
Better. Go.
All right. If Felger's already made the decision, it's Stidham. And unless Bob Kraft wants to be broke an effigy like Peter Pocklington was in Edmonton, it's still going to be Stidham. Look at Stidham's wife, Kennedy, who in 9 months has become very, very close to the entire Belichick family on a level which no one on the team is even close to.
Hold on. You said Stidham's gotten close to the Belichick family? How do you know that?
Correct. Go look at Kennedy Stidham's playoff vlog on YouTube, where she's in the suite with Jen Belichick and Chris Mattis, Chris Mattis is the assistant coach.
Okay, I'm going to stop there. Who's Kennedy Stidham? Murray?
It's going to be the wife.
You're a social media coordinator. Yeah, I just can't.
He's married?
I just can't listen to Jake, but I'd like to pursue this.
Yeah, he's married.
Okay, so you're asking if Stidham's married?
Yeah, he is.
Well, I know, but why does that surprise you? Why wouldn't he be married?
He's so young.
Yeah, young NFL quarterback. So what am I looking for here?
Kennedy Stidham is already close to the Belichick family?
She has a blog or a podcast or something?
Okay, we'll get on that.
My life through a lens, lifestyle and fashion. Creator, believer, achiever.
Wait, this is Kennedy Stidham?
Yep.
Oh, we got another Giselle knockoff?
Oh, great.
So whack-a-doodle.
80,000 followers on Instagram.
She is not unattractive.
Yeah.
Maz, Jesus. What's wrong with you?
Seriously, what's wrong with you? What is the matter with you, dude? But do we have any Belichick, do we have any Linda Holiday daughters, anything going on there?
It's her with him on the field.
Okay, you won't hear me say this often. I hope Jake's right. I hope it's Stidham, because I think that makes the most sense to me. You turn over the position to someone Bill drafted, developed, his guy, raw piece of clay. It's all about Bill. It's cheap. You sort of reset financially at that position, the whole thing. But the kid has to be ready. I'm not doing it if he absolutely is not ready. Then that's stupid. But he's got to be ready-ish.
I mean, that's the best plan. The best plan is the young guy. There's the guy they've already drafted, Stidham. I'd still take another guy in the draft, though.
Just a million selfies. I'm not going through this whole damn thing. Someone else do it and get
yeah, Jake, up. Just isolate it and send it to Murray, okay? Charlie in Fall River on the Bruins here on Agenda Free Friday. Go ahead, Charlie.
Hey, Michael, we all know that Halak is here at almost $4 million a year because Tuca, who makes $7 million, can't handle a full-time workload. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. That's right.
Okay, so the Bruins on a hard cap league had more than $10 million designated to their goaltending, which is stupid. Can we agree with that?
It's the second or third most in the league. I don't know if it's stupid. Their goaltending's pretty good, but it is really high. It's a lot.
Okay, well, let me ask you. You've been talking about a hockey trade for years. Let me just throw this one at you. They want Chris Kreider out of the Rangers.
Yes, sir.
Hank Lundqvist, who makes $1 million more than Rask, is signed through next season, just like Rask is. Now, he has an absolute no-trade contract, but I think he would love to go to a team to try and win a cup. And I would love to see Lundqvist in a Bruins uniform wanting to win a cup and coming to a viable team. He has no shot in New York of winning a cup.
Charlie.
Go ahead.
Sold. I'll do it yesterday. I don't know if this makes any sense. Or if it's just one of these stupid talk radio trade, but I'm in. I'm in, Charlie.
There's only $1 million difference between Lundqvist and Rask.
Those are two of the highest paid goalies in the league, and they have been for years. It makes perfect sense to me that they'd both be up there.
I thought Rask was like around 7.5.
He is?
I thought Lundqvist was like 10.
No, he's not. Nope. The only guy in that stratosphere, there's two guys. It's Carey Price and Bobrovsky now. The highest paid goalies have been 7-8 in that range with Rask and Rene and Lundqvist and .. Heartbeat. Do it in a heartbeat. I just don't think, I don't know, that feels like, if I'm the Rangers, I don't know why I still have Hank Lundqvist. He doesn't make sense to me, you know?
Sure, they should move on from him.
So much money in their bottom, they're a rebuilding team, they're not a Stanley Cup contender. Why do you have a guy like Hank Lundqvist? And they've had him for all this time. You know, when they were going to the Cups and conference finals, yes. But in the last 2 to 3 years, they've been in this whole rebuild. And they still have Henry Lundqvist.
When was that last cup run? 8 years ago now? Whatever the
hell? It wasn't eight. No, it was like 4 or 5 years ago. It was them and the Kings. It wasn't that long ago.
Yeah,
but
you've lost track of time. That's a while back.
No, I think it's like
2013. It's like 7 years ago.
No, you were in the cup in 13. It was like 14 or 2014 or
okay,
15.
Either way.
My point is, he makes no sense in New York.
Agreed.
And if I'm the Rangers, I'm moving on from Henry Lundqvist and getting younger there and getting prospects or whatever. Oh, I would do that in a heartbeat. I don't know why Rask would make any more sense with them. They'd be in the same spot with another older goalie, but ooh, I love that idea. We continue with your thoughts on Agenda Free Friday. Long commercial-free segment is next.
It's Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter @Felger and Maz.
Waiting for your electrical supplies during the day or sitting in traffic is for the birds. Use the GCE Night Train from Granite City Electric and get access to over $50 million in local inventory with a free guaranteed overnight delivery of your electrical supplies anywhere in New England. So avoid wasting time waiting in line and sitting in traffic. Order by 5 p.m. and you'll have your materials the next morning by 6 a.m. guaranteed. Visit GCENightTrain.com to get on board the GCE Night Train today. Granite City Electric, proud partner of the Boston Bruins Radio Network.
At Dedham Savings, we're fans of Boston's historic basketball team, just like you. Like when someone comes into our house, we offer to help with a mortgage so they can buy one of their own. And when the guys in green start raining threes, we think it's a good reminder about saving for a rainy day. Oh, and when people start jumping on the C's bandwagon, we're ready to finance that wagon at a very competitive rate. Well, I guess we're not exactly like every fan. Dedham Savings, here for the journey. Member FDIC, member DIF, equal housing lender, NMLS number 473990.
Sports. Boston's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Mr. Krabs, how's everything going?
Bob, how's everything going?
Tom can stay in New England. Are we going to keep Tom in New England, Bob? All right, Bob, take care, man.
Barked at by New Yorkers. Poor Robert. Anyway, the answer in there was, that's the plan, right?
Bob.
Sorry.
Yes, that's the plan.
Is he back to Bob?
Bob.
That's just what the guy, the Jamoke on the street
is calling. Not getting an answer by calling him Bob.
He got one, though. That's the plan. That's the plan. Meanwhile, Murray, our social media director, has tracked down the link between Jared Stidham's wife and the Belichicks. What is it?
So Jake actually emailed me all this stuff, and so it's a YouTube channel that that Jared Stidham's wife uses.
Of course,
does a vlog or whatever.
Of course, she has a blog and a YouTube channel. Why
no,
wouldn't
a vlog.
She?
No,
a vlog. It's a video blog.
I know. I said vlog. Yeah. No, no. I thought
you said blog.
I think I understand what that is, but why? Of course she does. Why wouldn't she? Well, I mean, how could she not?
Well, so apparently he says here, looking at some of the photos, too, that have been screen-capped, she's in the Belichick suite at Gillette Stadium. So, okay, he's got his own suite that the family can go and watch the games. She's in there with Jen Belichick and Blakely Belichick.
I don't know who these
are. Either.
Blakely.
Daughters. I don't know.
Who the hell is Blakely?
And Linda has also apparently taken photos of her in that suite as well. That's all I got.
Okay.
And other people have now hit me in the DMs with Instagram where there's some other gal here. Four women share experiences and become sisters. And it's Kennedy Stidham, a Jen Belichick, which is that Steven's wife?
Blakely.
I don't know who the Blakely is.
Belichick.
So, yeah, this Jen Belichick is definitely Steven's wife.
Okay.
So there is some sort of connection. She's in the group.
Okay.
There is a closeness, as the caller said, between Stidham's wife and the Belichick clan.
Fine with me.
That is your next quarterback of the Patriots.
Best case scenario is that that's the guy.
I wonder if they're going to go to the Caribbean together when Bill's boobs out on the beach again.
Okay, right. Back to your phones as promised. Here's Harry in the car. Go ahead, Harry.
Hey, how are you? I really wanted to talk about Brady, but Tony, he's so good on baseball. I wanted to ask him this question. Hey, Tony, what do you think? Since baseball is really not coming across, never telling us what happened with all this cheating, I'll just make some assumptions. Maybe they were rigging games when I see George Springer double clutching the World Series when Yu Darvish doing that ball down and inside that no one would ever hit unless they knew what was coming. But if you knew what was coming, he crushed it just like that. Why doesn't anyone ask the commissioner, how do we make this game honest again? And then maybe we'll get some good changes like the fast pitch clock.
Yeah, Harry, let me just stop you. Honest again? When has it ever been honest?
Yeah, well, look, I think we're at that stage where people are mad about it. And so, I've lost faith in baseball. And I don't mean, you know, I've lost faith in the game on the field. I've lost faith in the commissioner. I've lost faith in the Players Association. I'm not singling anybody out. I think they all suck. Seriously, I look at the whole thing top to bottom, and the problem is comprehensive. The game's just way too loose, moves way too slowly, and they don't give a rat's ass about you or anyone else.
Mary in Manchester, you want Andy Dalton as the next Patriots quarterback?
No way, Mike. I can't accept that as a Patriots fan. I mean, Mass said Dennis the Menace. He looks like Ronald McDonald to me.
Okay, but what? Like, who are we? Like, we ain't Brad Pitt, you know, talking about. Who are we to comment on anyone else's looks?
No, no, come on. I mean, I just can't see him at playing, you know, for the Patriots. But, you know, what I think is going to happen is I think that, you know, they're going to offer him another year, and I think Brady ultimately is going to cave. He's going to be the quarterback next year, and after that it's going to be Stidham. I think that's what's going to happen.
Okay, you know, one more year of Brady. I hope that one more year brings a whole new Brady and a whole new approach all the way around, because if it's just the same thing, why we would expect it to be any different, you know? So I don't love that idea. I'm all for turning the page now, even if it means, Murray, an Andy Dalton type coming in here with Jared Stidham and Bill doing it that way.
If I go to the games, I'll just turn my back. I won't even watch.
Look, the defense is on the field.
Oh, with the way they perform this year, too? Is Van Noy back? I'll do the same thing. Back turned, whole time. Just stand looking at the crowd.
It's hard to do a post-game show when you've got your back turned to the field.
Yeah.
You'll listen.
Yeah, I'll listen. I'll listen for them, and then I'll do the post-game.
I just think they're behind on the quarterback transition.
Yes.
I mean, and so that's hard to say when they won the Super Bowl a year ago. But even then, they kind of, you know, lucked into it as too strong, but they caught a huge break at getting a bye at 11-5. And so they weren't a great team last year. Things fell right for them at the end, and good. I'm not arguing that. But they've been headed for this for a while. To me, they're behind on it.
Have you looked at this clown's postseason numbers, by the way?
With Dalton?
Yeah.
The Menace?
Yeah. No wins, 4 losses. In those 4 losses, 1 touchdown, 6 interceptions, 4 fumbles, 12 sacks, completion percentage of 55.7.
Ooh. Doesn't matter. You're not going to the playoffs next year anyway. They're going 8-8.
I think Bill could get Andy Dalton to the playoffs. How's that? You win the division next year with Andy Dalton as your quarterback. And Belichick as your coach.
What are we doing?
You got that, Murray?
Yeah. No, I know.
You got it?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. Let me tell you this again. They're going to win the division next year no matter who their quarterback is.
Uh-huh.
No matter who it is. You got that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, loud and clear.
They're winning the AFC East next year.
If Brady's back, all bets are off. If it's someone other than him, 8-8.
Tommy and Milton. Go ahead, Tommy.
Hey, listen, Mike, before I get to the football, I think the Bruins need more help on the defensive line, too, Mike. They're terrible in their own zone. Oh, my God. The past couple weeks, blowing those leads.
Tommy. They're like third in the league in goals against. They're not terrible
Mike,
in their
haven't
own
you
zone.
Seen the trend, though? Even Haggerty says it the past couple of
they've
weeks.
They've given up some games. They're not perfect, but they're third in the league in goals against. I can't. And if you're third in the league in goals against, your goaltending does not suck and your defense does not suck. That's too strong.
Well, we'll see what happens there, Mike. Hey, listen, you guys, I'm for. I know you guys ranked on Mariota, but I think under Josh McDaniels, I think a couple of years would be good. I wouldn't mind Teddy Bridgewater here at all. I just think I'm glad for Tom Brady. All he's done, we owe him an eternal debt of gratitude. But it's time. You're right, Mike. It's time to turn the page now, because I don't want to go through 5 years like that with the Celtics with Bird, Parrish, and McHale. They're old and everything else. I don't want to do that, Mike.
I'm ready to turn it over to Belichick myself. What's so funny, Mass?
Just the way he said that. Like, I don't want to do that, Mike.
So, Murray, you said earlier, and you agree with me, that Marcus Mariota deserves a second chance somewhere. And he deserves a second act. What if it were here in New England?
I would prefer not. No, I don't want any retread idiots here. I would rather go with Jared Stidham.
That's all you're going to get is retread idiots, Murray. You understand?
Then I will go with Jared Stidham and draft another quarterback. That's it. The retread idiots are for the other loser teams throughout the NFL, not here.
You don't trust Bill to get more out
sure
of
it? Sure don't. Nope.
The Bruins were 6th in the league in goals against. I just want to correct myself. I knew they were up there. They're 6th in the league in goals against.
Oh, yeah, but even Hag says they need help.
Well, if Hag says it, then forget about it.
That reeks to me of one of the Belichick hubris moves. And those are the things that typically blow up in his face, i.e., oh, I'm going to bench Malcolm Butler for spite in the Super Bowl. Or I'm going to trade Rob Gronkowski because I'm sick of the act. Or I'm going to try to get rid of Brady. I got to try to ship out Jimmy Graham. Like, those things typically blow up in his face. So, no, I don't want him bringing in Andy Dalton and looking at Andy Dalton because, ooh, I'm Bill Belichick and look all I've done and I can turn him into a great quarterback and I can win with this ginger idiot. No.
Now, why does his appearance and hair color have anything to do with this conversation?
Well, the internet will tell you that gingers have no souls.
Here comes a 90-second...
the Menace.
90-second update featuring Big Jim Murray. When we come back, the real Garoppolo bashing begins. Chris Gasper in our Town Fair Tire Studios. Again, no spots here.
I don't want to do that, Mike.
Granite City Electric Supply is proud to be celebrating 100 years of service in New England. With over 30 branches serving electrical contractors and their exclusive GCE Night Train overnight delivery, they've built their business on enduring relationships and delivering your supplies. More importantly, Granite City Electric customers always have access to over $50 million of local inventory at the click of a mouse at GraniteCityElectric.com. Granite City Electric, proud partner of the Boston Bruins Radio Network.
At Dedham Savings, we're fans of Boston's historic basketball team, just like you. Like when someone comes into our house, we offer to help with a mortgage so they can buy one of their own. And when the guys in green start raining threes, we think it's a good reminder about saving for a rainy day. Oh, and when people start jumping on the C's bandwagon, we're ready to finance that wagon at a very competitive rate. Well, I guess we're not exactly like every fan. Dedham Savings, here for the journey. Member FDIC, member DIF, equal housing lender, NMLS number 473990.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMass and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.